A Justment Reinvestment Project helping to improve the lives of the Indigenous community in Bourke has been recognised in Philanthropy Australia's annual awards. Rob Osborne has the story.
Philanthropy Australia brings together funders and social investors working to achieve positive social, cultural, environmental and community change. Their annual awards recognise projects which make real change in the community. One of the award recipients is Australia's first Just Reinvestment Project. This project is delivered through the Maranooka Community Hub in Bourke, a regional town in northwestern New South Wales. Sarah Hopkins is chair of Just Reinvest New South Wales and the managing solicitor of justice projects at the Aboriginal Legal Service. I asked her to explain the philosophy of Just Reinvestment.
It has a economic rationale, as in ultimately we're looking at how to shift resources out of prisons and the criminal justice system into communities, into crime prevention and early intervention and diversion. So really overarching, if you like, the economic rationale is very much a social one around better supporting particularly Aboriginal children and young people and their families to find better pathways away from the criminal justice system.
Bourke had been experiencing very high rates of criminal offending and incarceration. The pioneering Maranooka project brings together a range of groups and agencies with highly specific goals and targets.
It's very much a community-led initiative, and it's actually a whole-of-community approach. So Justice Reinvestment is a data-driven approach, so we ask the community and the community leaders and the Bourke Tribal Council what data they would like to have in their possession that would help them identify what the problems were in Bourke and what the solutions were. And the Bourke Tribal Council, with that data, developed a strategy called Growing Our Kids Up Safe, Smart and Strong. And that had three focus areas: early childhood, 8 to 18-year-olds, and the role of men.
Alastair Ferguson is the founder and executive director of Maranooka. I asked him why working with men is so important.
Our men have, over time, their place in their community, in their family structures, the role they've played, that's eroded over time. So we really set out to re-empower men to take their rightful place back into those family structures and in the community and being supported and creating more nurturing and supportive environments for particularly men to deal with their underlying issues. It's been certainly a challenge over many years. The service system, I guess, has really failed to meet the need and demand of men, more particularly where they become marginalised and stigmatised. And so we really made a concerted effort to start a whole new sort of experience by re-engaging men and getting their working on identifying, you know, what their aspirations, their ambitions and expectations are.
With demonstrable success to date, what is the future for the project? Sarah Hopkins again.
It's been a phased approach, and funders and partners have committed to being there for the long haul. So it's had a first phase of 5 years, and now with government coming in to support, there's a second phase of 5 years. And really, I think everybody accepts now that to achieve the sorts of changes to the system and to key markers and indicators, you really need to be looking at least a 10-year period. So for Bert, we've managed to secure funding and support for the duration.
Sarah Hopkins ending that report from Rob Osborne.